It is Friday, January 25th, and if you're a Mindy Smith fan, this is a special day you've been waiting for a while, and we've actually got her here in the Lightning 100 studio. Welcome back, Mindy.
Hi.
So congratulations, 15th anniversary of your debut record, One Moment More, and it's finally out.
I know.
As a record, on vinyl.
On vinyl. And we fit every single song on there, because sometimes you have to, like, pull one or two off because, it's hard to squeeze it all in there. But every single song made it on there, and I'm really excited about it, actually.
Well, you brought over a copy. I guess it's in your favorite record store, but through her record store, MindySmithMusic.com, you have a gorgeous... This looks like a clear Coke bottle.
Clear Coke bottle green from my store. There's also a standard version available at Craft Recordings and Amazon and a couple other outlets, I think. And even local record stores. So,
well, you and I have lived here in Nashville for a while. I think I beat you by 1 year.
Oh, did you?
I think you came here. Are you class of 98?
98.
Yes, I'm class of 97.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I paved the way for folks like you, to come to Nashville.
I will be forever
before
grateful.
We were the It City, right? And I've been a DJ here since then. So I remember so well, 2004, you had the number one song of 2004 on the Lightning 100 Top 100 of 2004.
Oh.
Right? Number one.
Amazing.
And like, you know, since then, our city has changed and we've really got to support local artists more than... That was a big deal.
It was a big deal all around anyway, regardless. For
right?
me to even have a record was a big deal. So nowadays, I think it's a little different because more and more folks are able to do it themselves. But, you know, I think when I was coming up, it wasn't that... There was a sort of... road you had to go down.
That's a great point.
I was lucky enough to veer onto that road real quick before anybody noticed. That's the case.
Well, I think you did okay because you sold over 350,000 copies of that record, which another thing that doesn't really happen these days. It's something that's changed.
Yes, I peddled those records. Yeah, I sat out there in the van. No, I didn't. I had a lot of help. I had a lot of help with that.
Hey, it takes a village. Well, we're grateful to have you back in here into the radio station here in 2019, 15 years after your debut album, One Moment More, came out. And grateful that not only did you bring me a copy, but you brought a copy. We get to give away one.
If you want to.
I mean, I don't, but I do. So for the listeners, I'm gonna give away one of the copies of this on vinyl. But before we do that, Mindy's hanging out with us, and she brought her guitar.
I did.
Got the Larrivé.
Dangerous.
That thing is awesome. The first person I ever saw play a Larrivé, Tommy Emmanuel. He's pretty decent at guitar.
Oh, well, see, the Larrivé makes me sound decent.
Well, there you go. Oh, is that his secret?
Maybe.
That he plays...
This is a great sounding guitar. So I mean, it's kind of hard to screw it up.
But. Well, I'd say he's the best player on the planet. So you're doing well with that guitar. Well, cool. So are you up for doing...
I'm going to try my best.
Doing Come to Jesus?
I am. I'm going to try to do it. Here, give me a sec. I'm going to take these headphones off.
Yeah, take off those.
I don't want to have to hear myself.
Yeah. Take off those. Yeah, I don't want you to hear the mix. Just trust me, it's going to sound good.
Bedside to keep you calm, keep you safe away. child when life don't seem worth a living. Come to Jesus, let him hold you in his arms. Oh, my baby, when you're crying, never hide your face from me. I have conquered hell and driven out the demons. I have come with the light to set you free. Jesus, let him hold you in his arms. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Child, when life don't seem worth a living, come to Jesus and let him hold you in his arms.
Lightning 100, that is Mindy Smith live here in the studio. You killed it.
Very live.
That sounded so great.
Thank you.
That is Come to Jesus, the number one song of 2004 when her debut record, One Moment More, came out. They are reissuing it for the first time ever on vinyl. And if you, because at the time, vinyl was kind of losing its popularity. What, you know, at the time when 2004, everything was CD.
Yes. So CDs are great too, but there's something about the experience of a vinyl record.
Yes.
Like it's tactile. You got to make the effort. It's sort of, you have a relationship with it, I think.
Right. Yeah. No, it's hard work. You got to keep getting up and flipping over those records.
Unless
right?
you have one of those, like, you know, you stack six. You have one of those? I have one of those. It's vintage.
Really? Okay.
An old vintage Magnavox. No, Magnavox? Is it Magnavox? Yes. And it stacks them, but it also sometimes ruins them.
And I don't know if you remember this. If you remember coming, did you come to the LNC Tower, 30th floor LNC Tower back in
yes,
the day?
Yes, I did. Way okay. up.
So our radio station now for, and since 2005, so the years are ticking that we've been here in Marathon Village, right where American Pickers are, kind of turned into a tourist spot. But we used to be on the 30th floor of the LNC Tower, which in its original incarnation was a tourist spot too. It had a balcony open to the public on the 30th floor that you could look over.
It was so high up there.
It was.
Kind of scary.
Yes. Yeah. But we had a jukebox there. We had a jukebox. And it made its way over here. But I think like in the transition, it broke.
Oh.
And I think that they fixed it. But now it's in the backstage area at Marathon Music Works. So if you ever get a tour back there,
I wish you still had it and you could still use it.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's okay.
Was it like the singles, like the little?
Yeah.
What were they called? The 45s or
right,
whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, man, so, that's awesome.
We've got Mindy Smith hanging out with us here. What made me think about it, too, is I guess you've been sharing memories from the One Moment More days. You were putting out stuff as you were going through the archives. What's some of the stuff that you found when you were looking back to that time?
In regards to...
Like, I saw, like, a photo that you posted.
Oh, yes.
And
I've been finding photos because, yeah, it turns out, in my garage, I had a whole box of things that I'm kind of could be a hoarder if given the opportunity.
I hear you.
I've had to stop myself from thrifting anymore because it was starting to get out of hand, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I discovered this box, and it just happened to be when this was all coming together. We found a whole bunch of old articles, photos, things like that. So it's been fun kind of sharing them and looking through them when I was younger, in my younger days.
I
wasn't really even that young.
I hear you.
I was like still, I was probably 32 when that record came. I'm 30.
What?
Yeah, I was in my early 30s.
No way.
Yeah, man.
I saw, of course, Dolly Parton. Is on this record. She's singing background vocals. You got pictures of yourself with Dolly.
Dolly.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, how cool is Dolly?
So cool, so kind and sweet and funny. And she just is very good at disarming your stress or your nerves. Because when she walks in a room, there's a presence that you don't realize you're going to react how you do. You know, your knees sort of go, oh my gosh, I don't know. She's got a presence. It's like an anointing or, you know, some kind of like bigger than life. I can't explain it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a story? And I believe it was Steve Buckingham that called you and asked you to be part of a project to celebrate Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I literally had nothing really going on at the time. I was still sort of just trying to figure out a place. Maybe I could send it to this person. And I think a fellow named Jason Lenning, who I had been working with, sat down with Buck and gave him some of the stuff we'd been working on. And Buck calls me out of nowhere, and he said, "I pick up the phone." I knew who he was, but I didn't understand the situation. And he said, "This, my name's Steve Buckingham," and he's like, "I have this project I'm working on. Would you want to sing a song for the project?" He didn't say Jolene specifically, and I said, "Well, before anybody noticed, I said, of course." Of course I want to sing on a tribute album, and it turned out to be a tremendous album with like Shania Twain and Shelby Lynn and Alison Moore and some great artists. So anyway, that song was actually going to be sung by another act, had kind of put their claim on it.
I was wondering if you had to fight for Jolene.
Well, I wasn't about to fight because they were a big ticket act. So I was going to adapt, but they wound up not being able to do the project, and so it came back to me. But I had figured out the chords my own way because I'm not really a guitar player, and so I had to figure out, and that's how that chord progression came to be, because it's the only thing I could do to figure out how to play it so I could, you know. So anyway, it just wound up becoming something really special.
What it absolutely is. It's a beautiful version of the song. I thought maybe before we play live, we could take a listen from the record version. Let's do it. This is Mindy Smith here on Lightning 100 and her take with help from Dolly Parton herself, Jolene, on Lightning 100.
could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolie.
Jolie.
I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, and whatever you decide to do.
Lightning 100. That is Nashville's own Mindy Smith. Sounded like someone else singing with you. Who's that?
Oh,
who's that again?
God.
What's her
I'm
name?
I'm trying to think. Let me think about it.
Dolly Parton.
I think it was Dolly. Yeah.
Doing the Dolly tune. And we are traveling back in time. We got the Wayback Machine back in 2004 when Mindy dropped her debut album, One Moment More. It has been reissued the first time ever on vinyl. It's in your favorite record store. And if you're looking for the clear Coke bottle green version, you got to head to MindySmithMusic.com. I saw for the folks who like pre-ordered it, you did handwritten lyrics.
I have been.
Which I just looking at that post, my hand started cramping.
Well, fortunately, it's been somewhat scattered about a period of time. So, right at first, I did have quite a few to do. And I kept messing them up. But I didn't just mess them up. I messed them up at the very end of each one. And it was so noticeable. Like, I did one the other day. I wrote it, like, Hurricane, like, three times. Because at the very end, I would screw it up. And one of the screw-ups was, like, I got all the way to thunder, which is, like, one of the last words in the... And I added an E that said it belonged because I have a little dyslexia sometimes. So I was like, I add things, I take things away. And I was like, oh, come on. And so I brought it. I tried to see, you know, maybe it would pass. And then I just couldn't go.
Special versions.
Well, like, I've got one if somebody wants a botched up version of it.
When I was a kid collecting baseball cards, the valuable ones were where they made a little mistake.
Yeah, I got some botched up ones that are going to be really valuable. They're just piled up, about a stack of them. So if you want a botched up lyric.
I watched an interview while I was prepping for this with Kenny Chesney. And he was talking about a song called Better Boat. And he spoke about you. I don't know if you've seen it. He was really kind.
He's been so kind to me and encouraging. And that he asked me to sing on that. It was a no-brainer. First of all, the song is amazing. And the album that he did was to benefit the folks who were victims of the most recent hurricanes.
Yeah.
That, you know, he has a very strong connection to the Virgin Islands. And what a guy, man.
I know. It was really touching.
Travis Meadows and Liz Rose wrote that song. It's just so powerful.
Yeah.
I wish I had written it, but... They did, so I'm glad somebody did.
have you written songs where other people have gone out and cut them much?
I have a handful. I mean, I've had a few songs cut. Alison Krauss cut a song of mine called "If I Didn't Know Any Better," and Leanne Womack has cut a song of mine. I've not really figured out that recipe. I've not gotten that you know, major cuts that are, you know, coming every single week, like some of the folks I know. I'm like, how did you figure it out?
Right.
But
looking,
you know,
for that mailbox money.
I am looking for it. Yeah, I'm looking for that grandma got run over by a reindeer song. You know, every year you can count on something big coming in the mail.
That's great.
But I'm pretty content, you know, with what I'm doing. But, you know, I wouldn't fight it if somebody did.
Yeah, Alison Krauss, Liam Womack, Faith Hill. So in these instances, was it them listening to a song that you had put out, or did you actually write a song for them?
No, I didn't write a song for them. I did stalk Allison for a period of time to make sure it happened.
I saw you posting some old pictures. Yeah, you and Allison.
And then Leanne, I had the song for Leanne. I can't remember the name of it, which is All His Saints, I think it's called. I had actually done a release of that, but it was sort of like a hidden track type thing, wasn't, or a bonus track or whatever. And then Come to Jesus, Faith Hill actually cut that about 10 years ago, and it hadn't come out. And then my buddy Shane Tarleton let me know that they were going to release it on a compilation record of all, like, her collection of songs that, you know, killed it on radio, right?
Well, so. And when one of your heroes cuts one of your songs, like, how does that feel?
Amazing. I've got a lot of heroes, so I'm happy to make a list if any of my heroes are interested. I do have a lot.
We have Mindy Smith here in the Lightning 100 studio. John Prine, one of your heroes.
Oh my goodness. And what a guy.
Right? Yeah, he's a Nashville treasure, just like yourself. And yeah,
national treasure.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I also saw that you did a post. You were cooking in the kitchen, and you made some zucchini boats.
Yes, my second home is in the kitchen.
Do you like cooking?
Food runs. They scream in terror, like vegetables and what. No, I'm terrible.
Really?
I can't figure it out. It's not my gift. I can draw. I can write songs. I can do a lot of things that require creative thought. Food is not one of them. I'm terrible. It's okay. I feel like there's got to be, everybody's got something they can do. I'm not devastated or traumatized. It's not my dream. But it would be nice to throw something, just be able to throw something. Like my friend Ruby Mumfu, you know, she's like.
I do know.
She's a culinary genius now.
She is. Yeah.
And I'm like, and she makes, and they're so beautiful. Like her presentation, it's like a work of art. And
you,
I'm like, who really wants to eat a work of art?
So on point. If you're going to pick someone in Nashville, it's a musician, a great singer, and also a great cook.
Right.
Ruby Amonfu.
She's got it all.
Top of mind. Absolutely. She's made us like homemade pies.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, she just.
And I've known her for a long time. And even when we used to hang out many years ago, like back in, even before One Moment More came out, she was all, and she's like, come over, I'm cooking. I'm like, she's just always had a knack for it.
That's awesome. Mindy Smith is here. We are celebrating the reissue of her debut album, One Moment More. It's finally, for the first time ever, on vinyl. And you can get a special edition of it through her website, mindysmithmusic.com. It's also in your favorite record store. You want to do another song before you leave?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
You nailed it last time.
Thanks.
So.
Thanks. This is a song called Falling. It's actually kind of about, you know, my love affair and, you know, hate affair with music. And you know how we love something so much and sometimes it makes us crazy. But that's what this song winds up being about. So, and it's not literal.
Seems like out of nowhere I am coming apart, and nothing could have saved me. You went straight for. I've almost had enough. there's still hope here, and I know you come through. When I've almost had enough, something about you draws me back again.
Lightning 100, Mindy Smith live here in the studio with the second track on that debut album, One Moment More. We've heard the first two, Come to Jesus and Falling, live in the studio. And if you want to keep hearing the rest, you got to get the record, which they can finally do on vinyl in your favorite record store and at MindySmithMusic.com. Mindy Smith, you have a lot of fans here in Nashville. I'm one of them, and I'm grateful to have you here on the show today.
Thanks for having me. Love you guys.
All right. If you want to get that to record, do it. Get those clear Coke bottle green versions of the album before they're gone at MindySmithMusic.com.